See, all of this stuff is resident in us. Once we're born again, spirit-filled, it's set up residence in our earthen vessel. Hallelujah. Out of his belly shall flow, I love that we were praying about the flows yesterday, shall flow rivers, plural, of what kind of water? Okay. Then let's go and look in Ezekiel. Chapter 47. Verse 9. The whole passage is good, but just to highlight this thought. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the what? Is that just one river? Plural. Shall come, shall live. Isn't that something? This is a thought I didn't get it in my notes, but here's a thought I never really thought about it this way. You have rivers of living water, resident. They're just pushing at the dam. Let me out, weep. We're like going, oh Lord, let the river flow. He said, no, you. You. If you want a miracle, you've got to do something. This is an active faith, right? You. Yeah. You think about it. Here you're walking around with life. Eternal life, the same spirit that raised Christ, resurrection life, resident. You see, you have to meditate on these things because your little natural brain wants to go tilt. Who me? Who me? Who me? Who me? Who me? Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. I don't understand it either. You know, it's just that God just loves us. I don't know. Sometimes I feel sorry for God. Yeah, you, resurrection power, resident in you, and you're just going, I can't, I don't know enough, I'm waiting on God. Life, all along, right that very minute, life bumping up in you. Let me out him. Let it flow. Come on, let it go. Let it flow. And all around you, hurting, sick, dying, broken people. I'm too embarrassed. I'm too afraid. Well, I will say this, that there'll come an accounting day, which we have to give account for what we did or didn't do in our body. Oh, Lord, help me. Ha! Huh. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the rivers shall come, shall what? Shall live. I like this part. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish. Because these waters shall come thither. They shall be healed. And everything shall live whither the river cometh. Hallelujah. So I just want us to stand to our feet this morning and put this into practice just a little bit. I don't know. Philip, I'm not going to put any pressure on you, but if you want to get on the keyboard, if you want to lend your voice, whatever, whatever you feel led, feel. Hallelujah. And I want you just to percaladite. Jivene. Just begin to speak right now in other tongues. Solahi kabalate. Because we want to prime our pump. Protalaveshkedene. We had a lot of these meetings. Halagoshtene. It's hard on your physical body. Frakalabante. Zelekimburtaya. But you know, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, and he'll quicken your mortal body. How do you get the quickening power into your mortal body? Brotalagiste, this is how you get it. La gabolote, ha ha ha. Brolade donjir de girboa. Don't keep him bottled up. Don't keep him bottled up. Don't keep him bottled up. Protaladia, release. Release. Release the proakia, the brokala, the eternal life, the resurrection life, that frolahea, that is resident in you. Tregedishtonda and the vaijubrakai and the valadongrosor and the vaishudamiraculous. Ha ha. Yeah, let loose the miracles that are resident in you. Let loose the healing that is in you. Let it flow out of you. What am I to do? What am I to do? And as you go, you can slip over haragia into singing krataya. You can make melody prohativi, zelagari, zenashavi. Is that the key we're in? Hakamanjadi, ha ha. Venesia noraka lavalavashtabadadi, ha. Bendagora jalavajadembra kitavi. Yambro Kolai Balaroshvi Vangradi Usora Delavashudel Dakor Veneshadafrake Balazudi Frade Protiva Sotra Kelevito Rama Kolave Lamai Koldoskade Brosade 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 Kredambrovisha Delrakofadi La baldogo salavish de vetureculi, Torafosor vacoresh de veturafaki. Marching, marching, marching in victory. Clarosorosoro, ha, to go for salagort. Gartoni, come here we come, here we come, O world. Oh, here we come, oh, here we come, oh, here we come, O earth. The rope of Lakufa with healing in our hands. High praises to the Lamb. Prokalamando Kabrovi, Dorafalepote, Lavashkudim Brakitavishtu, not some other day. Today, 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 not some other day, but Podokale. Just pick up the rhythm and sing in tongues. So careful, shola viragi. Nonai vosote valoroke. To sing what comes right out of your heart. Don't try to follow me. To sing what comes right out of your heart. Don't try to follow me. Recall, just pick up the rhythm and sing the key. Just pick up the rhythm. Out of us it shall pour. We're pouring forth the glory of the King. We're pouring forth as unto him we sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lord. Vascalm gorash de bertore a salt of ashorar. Barando gambo vish de verto vesco labrator. Betoga macha terroco batambo. Thank you. marching lockstep.
Come on, singers. Come on, singers. Singers, come on.
Let it just felt that we were, when we were singing that, we were like an army. We've been talking about being an army of God, and I just felt like we were being the army. We were, you know, when, I mean, I've never been in the army, but when you watch movies, they're in an army and they're all in units. They're all in unity. And when they go to do whatever they're going to do, they're in one accord, in one place, and they have one mindset, and they're set, you know, whatever their mission is, they're all going together to accomplish that. And as we were singing, I just felt like we are the army. We are,
amen.
We're an army of God. We are the army of God. And when we get on that one accord, and we can conquer anything. And I just kept hearing, y'all are the army of the God, the army, the army, the army. And it was just so, if we just allow ourselves, I don't remember who said it, but they said that we're called into the army of God, and automatically you don't just go, you know, you go to boot camp, but they have to grow you up and they have to teach you. And if we just allow God to grow us up and to teach us and position us to where we want to be and where he wants us to be, then we can just fulfill his call. And it's just so awesome because we're all in this together. And if we just stay in it together, we can accomplish great things. Hallelujah.
In James 3:11, it says, does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? And we were talking, I think it was Cindy that said this, about you're being filled. And, you know, she talked about the water that we had in Estonia and how it was kind of smelly. It smelled kind of like rotten eggs. It had duck feathers in it. It turned your hair orange and your toenails orange. And it was full of all kinds of infectious diseases and all of that. And she talked about being filled, and Kathy talked about that today as well. What we're being filled with is what's going to come out of us. And see, we don't want to be filled full of orange, stinky, nasty water. Because you see, it tells us here, can a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? We are the fountain of the Lord. God puts within us, we have that fountain, those rivers that flow out of our innermost being. But now here's the thing that's very interesting about this. This word here, sweet, where it talks about sweet water, is found in Acts chapter 2, and I believe it's verse 12, where they said to the disciples on the day of Pentecost, these are drunk with new wine. And that word is a word that we use in the English language. It's called glucose. Hallelujah. And, you know, glucose has a very specific meaning for those of you that may have any familiarity with medical things. Boy, I start talking about this and it's getting on me. But it strengthens the body. It's a nutrient that is needed. And what the Bible talks about is that we drink of the things of the Lord. We come to him and we drink. We're drinking of the things of the Lord. We're taking in glucose. Hallelujah. Why? So that the glucose can come forth from us. But notice the phrase here, does a fountain send forth? Who does the sending forth? The fountain does. We do. We have that within us. When we are filled with the things of the Spirit, when we are filled with that new wine, hallelujah, then that's what we send forth to a dying and broken and hurting world. And they begin to drink and they begin to partake. So the filling process that we engage ourselves in every day of our lives, all the time, this is a constant ongoing thing. But we stay full of the Spirit so that wherever we go, we're ministering life. Those rivers that Kathy just talked about in Ezekiel 47, did you notice where they came from? They came from the temple. Hallelujah. We are the temple of God. The rivers are coming forth from us. And wherever those rivers go, they bring healing. They bring salvation. They bring deliverance. So we're drinking of the Spirit, not only for ourselves, but for the sake of the people that we're going to minister to as we go throughout our life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I was just listening to a bunch of teachings by Brother Hagin, and he made a statement in there. He said that there's something about being full of God. And we're just talking about how to stay full of God. And there's something about being full of God and healing. Being healed and ministering healing. And I'm seeing that, you know, I told you the last two, I'm not going to go there. But so being full and staying full of God will help you stay healed, receive your healing, and minister your healing to other people.
Truth, amen? I'm preaching my heart today. Praise God. It's this revelation of who we are and why we're here, what it's all about. God's putting it all in one package this week, amen? So we get it and do it, amen? Get it and do it. There's just such a sweet presence here. I mean, we could stay here all day. Amen. We could stay here all day. Maybe we should. I don't know. But I just want to encourage you, don't take this as a highlight, but as a way of life. That we need to take it with us. You know, there's seasons in my life where I wake up singing, and every day wake up singing, every day wake up praying in tongues, and then sometimes you let it slip, and then you're in the old mundane. And I know for me, the biggest issue I have is I get busy, and sometimes I make myself busy. Yeah, for whatever reason. But it's wrong. It's wrong. You know? There's so many things that God has set in place for us to set us free, to keep us free. And when we get in the middle of it, we get bound up again. But this is necessary. Necessary. You know, so many things we take as options in our Christian walk, and the word that goes before us. Yeah, I ought to do that. Yeah, that's a good word. Oh, that's really good. I see it in their life. But why is it there? Why is it coming to you? Why is it coming to me? But to partake and to why is it imparted? It's put into you. The grace of God has been deposited and put into us for a reason. So it's in there. Things of old are in there. Revelation that's come from the past is still in there. We just got to pull those things out and dust them off and get with it. I wish I was where I used to be. You can be. If you were at a higher place any point in your life than you are today, just pick it back up. Things of the Spirit don't die. Pick it back up. Say, Lord, forgive me. I'm going on. And then incorporate what we've done today, every day. Amen? Sometimes we get real religious about that. Try to put in a block of time. You got to have this time. So sometimes we get real religious and we think we got to have a block of time. It's a chunk of time, but it's I'm coming to believe it's a way of life. It's a way of life that we have to force it into a way of life, not religiously, but out of love. Because we're hungry for Him. I love that illustration. Was that you? No. Who was it? You. About the guy wanting the anointing, wanting, so hungry for what he saw in the other man of God. And the guy stuck his head in the water fountain, pulled him back up, stuck him in again, pulled him back up. He's just stuck him in again, held him under, and said, when you hunger for God like your due heir, that's when you have it. Well, I don't know about you, but that's what I want. I don't want to talk about the things of God. I want to live the things of God. Amen? I don't want them to be highlights here and there in my life. I want it to be my life. And these things that are being imparted, the truths that we're receiving, the heart that God is revealing to us, it's for us to walk it out. Not to look at it, gawk at it, hope for it, look at these guys like they're the only ones. They're generals, they're leaders. Amen? But it's for the whole body. The whole body. Every believer, every earthen vessel filled with the glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh, God. The potential that's in this room alone is enough to blow up this country. It's just time to get beyond talking about these things. It's time. God, you just so want. We know it. Amen? It's not a matter of we're ignorant. But we've just allowed so many things in life to push out. Push out what's most important. And there's no doubt this is more important than anything. Amen. In how we're trained, our egos and our pride, everything's got to be perfect and done, and the yard's got to be, and the house's got to be, and your clothes got to be, and it's all going to burn up and amount to nothing. And all our time is consumed on what's in this life. It's got to shift. It's got to shift. Amen. So this is not just for this morning a big highlight on the meeting. Yay, God. Amen. Got to take this. Thank you. Thank you. Colleen? Marching order. Yeah. Move forward. Amen. Amen. Yeah. They lead. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a word, huh? It's a word.
I just feel I need to say this. When an army is marching, you know, how many of you have ever seen these packs that they have, they call them hydration packs? You know, some of you like go camping and stuff, you know about this, and are hiking. And, you know, the army, we don't realize how important water is. Can you hand me that bottle, honey? You know, when you see me, I mean, this may sound funny, but you'll never see me very far away from water. And I'll just sit there and I'll just sip on this. And I won't, like Cindy said, I don't guzzle it, but I just like to sip on it. I'll take a drink, about 10, 15 minutes go by, I'll take another drink. And I just do that all the time. And if I'm away from water, if you know, somehow I neglect this for a couple of hours, my body starts craving. I've got to get some water. I've just got to have this. And, you know, I used to live in a state of chronic dehydration, and I didn't realize that I was until the Lord started talking to me about some of these things. This is just a natural thing, but I needed to drink water more, and I started doing that, and I noticed that my energy picked up. I was stronger. I was more alert. I was able to do more. I felt better just from drinking water. Our bodies are what? What's the percentage? 90%? 70? Mostly water. I mean, that's amazing. But you take this now into spiritual terms. We need to sip all the time. We always need to be where we have access, and we're accessing that water, that source, and we're sipping all the time. And how do you do that? Well, what we just did was a demonstration. But, you know, you can just be, as you're going throughout your life, through your day, praise you, Jesus. Lord, I just worship you. I just took a drink. And you continue. You can do that all day long. And you keep yourself hydrated spiritually so that you're strong for the march. You're strong for the journey. You're ready for the fight. You're strong and you're able. That's how you stay full of the Spirit of God on a continual basis. Be being filled, the Bible says. Be in a constant state of infilling. So keep drinking. You just keep drinking all day long, all the time. Keep doing these things. Praise the Lord. Okay, Pastor Shelley. Oh.
One thing that I have found really helps me is I have certain teachings that will feed me, inspire me, set me on fire again. And the teachings, you're hearing teachings this week, I encourage you, the ones that really touch your heart, get those. Listen to them regularly. You've heard so much material, you won't remember it all. But so that's such a blessing to have CDs that you can listen to it over and over and over again. I have one teaching I've listened to for years. I probably listened to, I bet it's 100 times over the years. And each time I listen to it, it feeds me. It gets me stirred up. And I even still receive things that I didn't even realize were in there. So this is a valuable help too. So if you've, and just don't wait till you think, oh, I'm desperate, I need something. Keep yourself fed. Keep yourself stirred up. Keep yourself drinking, 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 but also listening to these things that will set you on fire.
Amen. It's been rich. Amen. Amen. So we're not just going to let this gold nugget just sit on the ground. We're going to pick it up. Take it with us, right? Amen. Amen. Father, we just thank you for this morning, for all that you've given unto us. We thank you, Lord God, that you are preparing us a spotless, glorious bride, ready, waiting, full, and participating in your coming. We thank you for it, Lord God. Just pray, Father, as we dismiss, our conversations would be around you, upright, glorifying to you. And we thank you for the food that's been prepared. Bless those that have been involved in preparing it for us, and use it in our bodies to strengthen and nourish us for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Well, enjoy your lunch, and we'll be back here at 1. So if it's getting close and you're just sitting, help put the food away so they can join us too. They missed out yesterday. So jump in for that. Up. Could we have the ministers come up for a group picture? We got somebody here who's going to take it. Thank you.
It's being sent to them.
Every morning when I wake up, it's you that I desire. And just to know your heartbeat is what I long for. Oh Lord, I want to know you more. It seems that when I talk to you, I'll